Less than a week after a student protest, a federal immigration enforcement ended in a bloody confrontation with police and five students arrested, parents and community members criticized the Quakertown Community School District's actions and called for accountability at a board meeting on Thursday night. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
Olivia Burke graduated from Quakertown High School in 2018. She said she was among the students who organized a walkout that year in support of gun control. She said the school and police backed the event despite safety threats, in contrast to the school's decision to cancel last week's protest after a threat of violence.
We had police officers protecting us at that time. I do not understand why we are using the police to, like, persecute these children.
School board president David O'Donnell said the board was grateful to all of the speakers who shared their views Thursday.
I think we're all very close to this right now. It's still very raw. And I think the most measured approach to a response is going to require some distance and some time from the event, and then self-reflection on how we all do better.
The Bucks County District Attorney's Office is investigating the incident. Emily Neal, WHYY News.